Welcome to a new episode of Sirhan Soundtracks. This is vlog 60. We did this one in Vancouver. It's a really, really cool vlog. I had a lot of fun doing this one. It was a speaking engagement that we had where I was really focused on not caring about fucking survival jobs. Caring about a career that you can thrive in instead of a career that you can just survive in. And that's what this one is all about. I hope you enjoy it.
I'd rather regret the things I did than the things I never tried. We're going Canadian for this vlog. Let's go!
Hey guys, so I have somebody that wanted to say hi.
What's up, Stonehouse Realty? How's it going? It's like 3 a.m. in New York City right now, but this guy's just got me going. It's great.
He's not allowed to sleep. No sleep. I'm here with my good buddy here, Ryan Sirhan. You might have heard of him. He's an award-winning author, one of the top agents in the U.S., and now, more importantly, he's got a baby, so he's a daddy. Thank you for coming, man.
Absolutely. It's important, if you're trying to grow, to slowly start to leverage your time. And you do that with one person. Mm-hmm. Do it with one person, the two of you, try to do three times the business. Okay? Once you figure that out, bring on one other person. The three of you try to do six times the business. Mm-hmm. And then just try to operate it in multiples. If you bring on one other person, you're just doing double the business, then it doesn't make sense. Of course you should be, because there's two of you. Right.
We're going to a $35 million mansion.
16,000 square feet.
16,000 square feet. Okay, I got my numbers right. $35 million, 16,000 square feet in Vancouver. Before we keynote the Hustler Sophisticate Conference later on today. I think I go on at 1 o'clock. We flew in last night, had some slight delays, and the vlogger, Adrian, we're gonna have to leave from the office. Make sure you have everything ready to go, okay? Make sure you have your cameras, shotgun mics, lav mics. Make sure you have all of your stabilizers, everything, like right up. And he's like, dude, I know, you don't have to be my dad. I'm not your dad. What do you always call me?
Dad.
Yep. And then the day of, I'm like, okay, you sure you got everything ready? We're ready to go. And he's like, absolutely, yeah, of course. Says he's got everything ready. We go to the Sohai developers meeting. We're in there. Everything's awesome. It's great. At the end, we're running late to get to the airport. So I run down. Adrian texts me, don't kill me. I forgot the microphones. Is that what happened?
That's exactly what happened.
How does that happen?
Did I get taken care of or what?
Yeah. All right, we'll keep you posted. Like, there's a great quote that I love, with Tiger Woods. I think when he was playing in his first Masters or something like that, like he was gonna lose it, but he had to make one final putt.
Yes.
Right, and everything was down to that final putt.
Focus.
Okay, and he made it, and he won. It was huge, and it was for like it was an extra $5 million, I think, in the purse. You know, if he made that one putt, they're like, man, how did you stay calm? How were you not nervous? How did you make that putt? And he said,
I played like I already had the money in my pocket.
Oh, I love that.
So like when I meet with big clients, even when I first started off, I went into the negotiation, like the deal was already done. Think about it like dating. Like the first date, you're nervous. What are they gonna look like? Are they gonna like me? Maybe they won't like my breath. Maybe they won't like, you're nervous.
My tie,
yeah,
on my
hair. The second date, you're relaxed. Yes. Like you went through all that stuff. So go on all your first dates and assume that they're the second date. Right? Be relaxed, be confident. And I know it's much easier said than done, but just mentally prepare. Like sit in the car, listen to Jay-Z, listen to music, something, and meditate. Go wherever you need to go and get to a point where you're going in there like you already have it in the bag.
But there's like mirrored glass back there, and I was standing back there, and I was like, okay, this is gonna be cool. And then I saw all these people sitting down, getting ready for a presentation back there, and I was like, oh, shit, there's a whole other one happening over there. Ours has to be better. And then that guy was like, you're so stupid. That's a mirror. Anyway, that's a good intro. So, I had a friend I went to college with. He said, you know what you need to do, man? Because you studied to be an actor and all this stuff. The next best thing to be an actor is being a real estate agent. I was like, dude, real estate agents suck. Real estate agents are the worst. They lie. They're terrible people all around. Absolutely no way am I ever going to be a real estate agent. Ever. The whole reason I came to New York City was because I wanted something that would allow me to, like, thrive in life.
I should have known. It was all just a lie. No one on earth can fly. Thought the things you said would turn out true.
Thank you.
has to be in the future. That's how I'm going to thrive. Remember that. Because if you didn't come this far, and life didn't work, you only come this far. Remember that.
Oh, man.
All right, you. It's been a long, long day. Actually, 24 hours ago, I was in this airport right now. We've been all over the place. New York, Canada, now back to New York. And we tried incredibly hard when we were here, and that's what we're gonna do when we get back to New York. We're just gonna keep on trying harder than everyone else, because that's what we do. And now I'm gonna try to sleep on this plane, because I am beat to hell. That's it. Let's go. End of vlog.